7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
It's 8:15 p.m., and that means that I don't have to tell you that that's not the correct time. You already know, and you already know what time it really is. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, and welcome once again to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this glorious committee. And, yeah, that's about all I can tell you, other than it's time to pour some tea. Yummy tea. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Well, we're back on the High Mountain Oolong, still drinking it from yesterday, and it's good. So delicious. Second infusion. I did the multiple infusion trick, which is when you do the first infusion, make too much, then take a lot of leaf out of the filter and save it for tomorrow. So that's my big technique. It makes for good tea. And now my nose is running again. Right before DGC started, I started sneezing, had a big old sneezing attack, and that was cool. I'm still kind of reeling from that. My head is very oxygenated. I'm feeling very lightheaded. And so, yeah, I don't know why I'm so strangely sinusy today, but I did sleep really weird. Did not sleep well at all. Woke up at one point in time because apparently I was sleeping on my ear, and my ear was howling, and I had tinnitus for about an hour. I kept trying to go back to sleep, and I kept waking up, and the ringing in my ear was getting softer and softer, and as for right now, let me check. Yeah, it seems to be okay, meaning gone, so hooray, I'm happy about that. Oh, and I just realized something. As I was sitting here thinking about what to tell you next, which was, oh, I went to the store last night. Because, you know, that's the most exciting thing that happens in my life, going to the grocery store. Going grocery shopping. Yeah. I just realized I should have gone tonight, because doesn't Eyes Girl work on Friday nights? This is Friday, yes, but, oh, yeah, no. We wouldn't be able to go to the store tonight because it's closed, because Jesus died. And now he's going to be put in a cave and he'll be resurrected tomorrow. So that'll be great. So yeah, okay, it's a good thing I did go to the store last night, because otherwise I wouldn't have any food for the next few days. And did you hear that? I just heard yangs outside the door, so now we gotta go see what my cat's doing while I tell you what I bought at the store last night, because I know that's your favorite thing to hear about here on the Dubious Goals Committee. But first, I'm gonna open the door with the microphone down low so we can hear what the kitty has to say.
Hello, Peppa.
No, don't just smell the microphone. You need to talk into it. No, you're not coming in here. We don't... Yeah, you've been sneaking in here too much as it is.
Because you're sneaky zip-zam-boombler.
Are you going to talk at all? There's no talking cat today. Great. That means I can just go over here into this room, which smells like kitty poop. I think we have a fresh deposit in the kitty poop bank. I'll scoop it out later. But as I was saying, I went to the grocery store and I had a lot of fun buying all the usual stuff, plus a few extra things. but I couldn't get any white pepper. It doesn't matter. When I was standing at the meat counter, I thought, you know, I probably should get some steaks, meaning maybe I should buy some hamburger. Maybe I should get some hamburger patties. Okay, right? And I thought, well, maybe I could get a steak. My food budget is good. Maybe I'll get one of those sirloin strip steaks that I always get. They're like $7. And what are the 8 ounces? So I'm doing better than $1 an ounce for beef. And I can usually make that into 2 meals. Cut that up, stir fry that with some vegetables and other yumminess, eat it with rice. One of my favorite things in the world. So I went over there to get one of these sirloin strip steaks that are usually, you know, $7. Sometimes they're cheaper when they're on sale. And I'm sitting there looking at the meat counter, and I can't find any of these sirloin strip steaks that they usually have right out in front where I can see them. But as I'm looking around, I'm seeing a lot of other steaks, and I finally see the strip steaks, you know, kind of hiding behind some stuff. And then in front of them are some 8-ounce New York strips. And then behind that are the 12-ounce New York strips. And the 8-ounce New York strips are $6.99, 1 penny less than a sirloin strip steak. And I asked the guy, I said, is this right? Is this price correct? And he said, yeah. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll take 2 of these New York strips then. Yeah, so somehow I ended up buying 2 steaks. That's 4 meals. I'm happy about this. Got some nice steaks. They're in the freezer right now, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do with these steaks? Going to eat one today? Well, you know, eat half of one today. Yeah, maybe I might today. I'm not sure. I've got all the good stuff. I got some chow fun. Maybe I'll make some tobe beef chow fun. Oh, there's just so many things I could do. But anyway, so that was great. I was happy to find some yummy steaks. Some beefy steaks. So I'm going to be eating well for the next few days. I bought a whole bunch of other stuff too. Got me some lettuce. Got me some... Oh, I got lots of vegetables. I got green onions. I got shallots. I got bell pepper. I got some galangal. And I bought... It seems like there was one more thing. I don't remember. And I bought a big bag of hi-chews. I like candy. And what else did I buy? I bought a big jug of kitty water. Oh, we're really happy about that around here. Hey, kitty water, it's so yummy. And it seems like there was some other stuff. Maple syrup, but I didn't buy waffles because I have lots of waffles. And I don't even know. It was a lot of stuff. The total was more than $50. And then I realized that doesn't really mean anything to anybody because, yeah, everybody spends that or more. Well, usually it's rare that it goes over 40. You know, on a big day it's 40. But I bought a lot of expensive stuff. You know, I did buy 2 steaks for God's sake. There's you know, $14 right there. Oh, plus I bought shiitake mushrooms instead of the crappy mushrooms because they didn't cost all that much more. And I did buy a lot of shallots. You know, the white onions are 88 cents a pound. The shallots are $4 a pound. I probably bought a pound of shallots. I like shallots. I like this tea too. It's so yummy. It's so delicious. Can't get enough. Hopefully all this good food will be something to help me not fly into murderous rages for the next 2 weeks. Why? Because COVID is messing up football again. This is the most important, bestest, funnest, most greatest of all 2 weeks of football. Once Boxing Day kicks in, boom, I've got Premier League games every single freaking day. Well, normally, in a normal year. There's already this huge list of teams that have too much COVID, so they can't play football. And so there's no games. Punch in the football news.
Continues to have a huge impact on sport once again. We'll have the latest from the Premier League and the EFL shortly. And also this hour, England's cricketers face a huge battle to save the second Ashes Test match. The Scottish League Cup final will go ahead this weekend despite a warning from Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, about large gatherings.
Yeah, who's playing in that anyway?
We'll hear from Tiger Woods as he returns to golf for the first time.
Yeah, nobody gives a crap about golf. Golf is not football. Tell me football news or get lost. Oh, we're back.
Five of this weekend's games have now been postponed. Pep Guardiola is awaiting the results of a PCR test after returning an inconclusive COVID-19 result. And a growing number of managers are asking for clarity as the integrity of the league is being questioned. And that clarity will be discussed in a meeting between Premier League managers and captains next week. Carve Solicol.
Oh, my God. And Inter Milan is giving Eriksen the boot. Oh, and the Ashes news is terrible, and Pep Guardiola is inconclusive with his COVID-19 test. Yeah, at least Wolfsburg kicked Chelsea's ass. Well, in the Women's Champions League. Oh my God, so much football, so much disease, so much drama. Oh, the world is going crazy. I guess the only thing we can do is roll with the changes. So maybe we need to have some live REO Speedwagon to help us cope in these trying COVID times. Yeah, REO, they're so great. REO Speedwagon! Yeah! Gotta call them out for an encore. Get out here, you rock stars! Oh, they're so great! Yay!
Gentlemen, shall we attempt this one? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's rock.
Trench down rock.
Okay, a little Bob Marley there. Yeah, I know I said it was going to be REO Speedwagon, but that's what you get for trusting me. Yeah, no, I couldn't do REO Speedwagon. I don't think I'm going to be able to do REO Speedwagon on the Dubious Goals Committee, just because REO Speedwagon isn't dubious enough. I mean, they're a great band, don't get me wrong. They're not Bob Marley and the Wailers with the i3s, no. But still... Still, I think we're going to need some more music. Where should we go? How are we going to get there? I don't know how we're going to get there, but we should probably take a taxi. Oh, there's one now. Pulling up. How very convenient.
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need to find this girl in Jamaica. No.
Get in. Sit in the back. I know. A shortcut. Justin Johnson doing some
lovely, lovely action on this four-string cigar box guitar that is a resonator, and the resonator is... it's a car part. It's the thing... It's basically the gasoline port, but without the tube that goes into the gas tank, right? So, oh my God, this guy and his guitar is just killing me. This guy has all of the coolest guitars. Guitars made out of ironing boards. Guitars made out of barometers. Guitars made out of skateboards. Guitars made out of car parts. Guitars made out of gasoline cans. He could probably make a guitar out of anything. He made a guitar out of a shovel. He could probably make a guitar out of a banana.
Banana.
Or even a banana.
Banana.
Oh, that's what I want. A guitar made out of a banana.
Banana.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, but this is no time to be fantasizing about guitars made out of bananas. No. It is now time to check in with the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. The clock at face, buzzes in the software. Blast the message, something's out there.
is here. And here is a red balloon. I think of you.
Yeah. All right. Me too. I liked it. That was, of course, 99 Red Balloons as covered by 7 Seconds. Now, of course, that wasn't your basic single remix, nor the album version. No, that was the very exclusive Dubious Goals Committee Nyampasu remix of that song. You're welcome. Gasp! Sudden intake of breath. I just saw on TV that Yorkshire Cricket Club is looking for a manager. Oh my god. Oh, and look who just also showed up.
Hi, Pippa. Do you want to be the manager of Yorkshire Cricket Club? Are you a Yorkist? You want to go kick some Lancastrian ass? Yes, you do, because you're apex predator. Yes, you're baby dingus.
Cats. I doubt you'll be ready for this.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, thanks, digital media. It decides to just drop right when Manila drops.
Nada, Kimiko.
There we go.
Hani shite no?
Tomodachi ga nakute tsumanai ya.
Ja
I have no friends.
Kimi nani shi ni kita no?
Datte kono mai Gojira ni senaka nosete yaru tte itta janai ka.
Ah, sokka. 今どこにいるかな？
いつも一緒じゃないの？
あんまりそばにいると怒るんだ。
どうして？
何でも一人で戦ってさ、一人で生きる練習しろって言うんだ。
へえ、厳しいな。
Godzilla says I need to learn to fight my own battles.
あ、蜂だ。行こう。
Well, let's go.Oh, look at that.It's lobster time. That's right. Ebira is coming out of the water. I guess if he's Ebira, he's technically not a lobster monster. He's technically a shrimp monster. That's right. It's a giant shrimp. King tiger prawns. Okay, so Godzilla's standing on a beach, screaming at the water because a giant shrimp is coming out of the water. And the little kid and...Manila are hiding behind some rocks up on a ridge, kind of behind Godzilla, while Godzilla kicks rocks out at the giant shrimp, who flips the rock back at Godzilla with its claw, and so now they are playing rock tennis. Wait, what's that traditional Japanese game that's like, it's sort of like badminton. You have a shuttlecock and two paddles, and you knock a... I can't remember the name of it, but...Yeah, basically, Godzilla and a giant shrimp are playing that game on a beach. With some swinging tunes. And the children get, you know, doused with water. Oh no! Wow, what if Alan Hawkshaw would have written music for Godzilla movies? That would have been nuts, but that's...something else to talk about at another time, because you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC without exception. Every single day, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I am the hell out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.